I'm the present. And so I was thinking the other day, I just thinking to myself, right? Like, a lot of the academics, and not no shade to them, of course, I respect their work, they dedicate their lives to it. But I see it like this, right? Imagine you're like an ultimate being, and you have a like some sort of gigantic microscope or whatever that we can zoom in forever into systems. And I see their perspectives as like a resolution that is just not the strongest, right? So you could see to certain depths. So like for me, even if you get to the level of neurons, for example, there's a pretty good amount of complexity with like biological systems, right? But we've learned that if we zoom in further, we have more higher resolution. We go all the way to subatomic, right? Right? And then we even see that even at that level, there are interactions. And then we say, okay, let's go even deeper. Then today we're at what they call the Planck scale, which is the lowest level that we've achieved so far. And there's even more complexity there. And then now we have to now reconcile this new perspective with what we assumed in the past based on the previous resolution that we used. So the reason why I have a very, very strong intuition feeling that we're on the right track, and I feel like the rest of the world is going to catch up to us later, is because when you actually think about zooming in to the edge, if you have the strongest, highest resolution you could possibly have in our universe, and you zoom in, the fundamental thing will be an abstraction. It wouldn't be physical. It wouldn't be post-emergent. It would be at the moment of emergence, right? Post-emergence creates physical reality. So if we're to abstract intelligence, we have to zoom into the edge of reality itself. And at the edge of reality, intelligence looks like a two-dimensional abstraction. So what I imagine is, imagine the triangle, the infinity, and the circle. Imagine a sphere, right, Tim? Imagine a see-through sphere, like a ball, right? And imagine that you can draw all these shapes on this ball, right? You could draw the triangle on the ball, draw the infinity on the ball, and draw the circle on the sphere, right? But now, imagine you can draw a lot of them, right, around this ball, right, until you fill the whole ball up. So the entire ball is covered with triangles, infinities, and circles, right? When I imagine the edge of reality, that's what I see it as. And then I see the rest of discrete systems as emergent systems that are being controlled by that two-dimensional algorithm that we drew on the ball.
Pair what we're trying to measure, and I tried to like just break it down to something as easy as like a triangle, something geometric, which is kind of an abstraction, right? Because triangles are just like abstractions, and a triangle, and then the word triangle, which actually is interestingly actually, you know what, I'll ask you, Humberto, actually, this is just a random question, but which one came first? The abstract triangle, the drawn triangle on the ground, or the word triangle? Let's do that. I think this will clean it up for us. So which one was first, which was second, which was third? The idea of a triangle, the drawing of the triangle, or the writing of the word triangle in English? Which one was first, second, and third?
Is it that unreachable to me? Because I feel like it's everywhere. It's omnipresent. So, but we just have lost the ability to perceive it. This intelligence, this algorithm that governs everything around us, like Tim said earlier, with the patterns and sequences in nature, and Fibonacci crystal sequences, all these other perspectives. It's like, okay, we see how nature has patterns. I mean, look at National Geographic, and look at the migration of animals in the wild. Those are algorithmic movements,
right? At obviously a macro level, but we can even go deeper, and there's still. But now the question is, if we were to define this sequence at the most fundamental level, what is it going to look like? I think that's the question that answers Todd's question of who he is, and answers my question of who I am. You know.